Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israeli leaders say they will build more homes in the Jewish settlement area of the God-given land of Judea and Samaria. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to this microphone in a moment to help us understand this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Growth in the Jewish settlements of Judea and Samaria. I get word from Israel that they're ready to gear up and they've got the green light to go ahead with more settlement homes out there in the area of Judea and Samaria. What's the word?
Well, they certainly feel a different attitude from this administration than the previous one. And we spoke last week about the American ambassador talking about the settlements and that, you know, Jews have lived in these areas for centuries and it's a biblical heartland. And there's an understanding of those things. Not that there wasn't an understanding of those things under the Obama years, but there's a different position taken on that understanding by the Trump administration, and it's definitely more supportive of Israel. But again, Jimmy, the way it hits the headlines, you would think that Israel's going out and building whole new communities and massively expanding everywhere. And what Prime Minister Netanyahu has said ever since I've known him, since the 80s, is that we have natural growth, and we are going to add some more apartment buildings and some more units in our existing communities, whether they be inside of Israel proper or in Judea and Samaria. So they're not building all new ones. There's only one new one, Jimmy, in the last 10 years, and that's because the Supreme Court ordered the Israeli government to dismantle a small community that they said was illegally built without any government approval or anything. You know that story probably, and they went last year and evacuated it. And they said, we'll build you a new community, but that's the only one that's fresh from scratch. We're not talking about millions of homes. We're talking about a few thousand apartment units that are built every year. They're almost all apartment units, so there's not that many new buildings actually added, and they're all in existing communities. And again, it's a dispute, of course. The Palestinians don't like it, but they make it sound like it's the end of the world and there's no possibility they could have a future state there. That's just not the case.
David Dolan with the details on the building of the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's word says that he will give the land of Judea and Samaria to the Jewish people to live in. That's Ezekiel chapter 34. Ezekiel 36 says that the Lord will do this because of his holy namesake. Ezekiel 36 and verse 22. In Ezekiel chapter 35, the Lord says that the Palestinians will kill the Jews to stop this building and then steal the land. This is an end-time scenario that is being played out today. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...